Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, work advice from me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, it is time to be delusional. Well, you have joined us. This is your favorite sports show, and you don't even know it yet. Welcome to Delusional Fandom. You have to be delusional not to want to listen to this. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonathan, and Max. My name is Brad. Jonathan, Max, don't you have to be delusional not to want to tune in to what we have right now?
Yeah, I'd rather be a delusional fan than a delusional loser who doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, he's throwing out the gauntlet. Losers, if you're not listening. I like that. We just turned bitter. If you're not listening, but hey, if you are tuning in right now, do us a solid. Go on iTunes and write us out a review. Tell your friends about the show because you know you like it. We're not that little secret that you can't tell people. We're something we want you to know about. So thank you, Hopecast, for making it possible. I'm excited about today. This is a good day because we are kicking off this week, and I'm excited about that.
We had a big week of NFL news in the last week.
We have. So what is the news that we have that's happened since we last convened together?
Mine is the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce engagement.
Oh, did we talk about that last week?
Did we?
I think we did. Yes, I think we did because it happened on our way home from North Carolina. We did talk about that, Jonathan.
Huh? It's still big. I saw something funny. A woman posted, I think it was on Facebook, and said, it's going to be weird seeing Travis with Swift on the back of his jersey.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I like that. Hmm. We also had another big news. Micah Parsons got traded. What are your thoughts on that?
The Cowboys should not have traded Micah Parsons. They should have just paid him what he wanted and just kept him there. Because now their defense is not good at all.
Okay. That's your take. Jonathan, what's your take on it?
I mean, I definitely think it was not the best thing for the Cowboys. But, I think it takes the Green Bay Packers in a huge step forward on an already good defense.
Yes, but I'll say I heard a take, the guy that coaches on that Netflix show, Last Chance U. You ever watch that?
Never seen it.
It's a good show. He was on Jason Whitlock today, and I heard him say, Micah Parsons is not that good. It was actually a good trade for Jerry because Micah does not stop the run. And then Whitlock said, how many DNs that make a ton of money get you a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but how does it make the Cowboys better? I guess I don't understand that. Jerry Jones is like 88 years old or something crazy. He does not have very many years left. He needs to win now if it's going to affect him personally. Like, I don't get kicking the can down the road for draft picks.
Well, this guy wrote, F Jerry Jones, towel immediately gets intercepted. Nice to see a player take a stand against Jerry. this guy wrote, worst GM in all of sports. Can't negotiate, can't assess value. My heart just dropped. And then someone wrote, I thought the one thing he always does right is making sure his players get paid. That is true. But I think he was like, I'm tired of paying these guys for not winning anything.
Here's the thing. The Panthers gave up more for Bryce Young than the Cowboys or than the Packers gave up for Micah Parsons. And what's the likelihood of getting a player of his caliber in the next two drafts?
Did they give up more?
Dude, we're still trying to get over it in Carolina.
Yeah, we only gave up one draft pick, right? One first rounder, right?
No.
Yeah.
We gave up our first rounder.
Well, we took theirs.
Hold on.
We gave up ours and moved up to one. We gave up 8-1. And then we gave up the following year, which was the first pick.
Oh, you're underplaying this pretty hard. We gave up the 2023 first-round pick, the 2023 second-round pick, the 2024 first-round pick, the 2025 second-round pick, and DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah, but as far as – we still had a first-round – we still took a pick in 2023. It was Bryce Young.
We still gave up way more.
Yeah, but we're not paying Bryce $47 million a year.
Yet. We're not paying him $47 million yet.
Well, when he balls out this weekend, we'll see. But I don't know. This guy says, Sal saying that Micah Parsons might be the best to ever play his position is crazier than the Cowboys trading.
Well, this is from hogshaven.com. It's a Washington Commanders community. It says the Packers are Super Bowl favorites now. They've ripped the Cowboys' souls out. I think that's a little delusional.
The Packers are not Super Bowl favorites.
No way.
They don't have a quarterback that's that good.
No.
He's no Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Jordan Love is very unproven at this point. But I do think the Cowboys are weaker. I think they gave up a generational player. You would have felt that way if we would have given up Luke Kuechly for two first-rounders back in our day.
Yes, but I don't think Luke Kuechly would lay on a training table and eat nachos.
No.
He was a team player.
He was.
But, you know, all in all, that leads us into this week's slate of games, and I do think that the Cowboys on Thursday night football I think they have six nationally televised. I think they're prime time and it's six times this year, which to me is atrocious. They're going to get flexed, right?
They're going to get crushed.
I mean, they're going to get flexed off of TV when they can finally flex them, right? Nobody's going to watch Joe Milton because he'll be out there by the middle of the year because Dak will be out. Joe Milton. Nick Chubb's Houston. Who's the character? Javonte Williams. Nobody's going to want to watch Joe Milton and Javonte Williams play for the Cowboys in December. Nobody.
Listen, right? Javonte Williams is a Tar Heel, blue blood. He's running for 150 yards. He's going to be the bright spot Thursday night.
Max brought this up to me today. Max, explain your Rico Dowdle commentary you gave me in the car today. You talked about Rico and why did the Cowboys let Rico go? I love how Max just looks at me like I'm speaking Chinese.
Well, I think Rico Dowdle should be a number one running back. I don't think they should have got rid of Rico Dowdle because he's actually really good and he should be a number one running back.
He had 1,000 yards last year. He's definitely a good running back.
is he better than the two running backs Dallas has now?
Yeah.
So why did they let him go? Why did Jerry not want to pay him? And
because Jerry is not a good GM.
He's not a GM, though. That's the crazy thing.
He's a GM as much as you and I are GMs.
Yeah.
He's just the owner, but he acts like he knows what he's doing. I don't know. I just feel like the Cowboys are going to get pasted on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yes. The two hottest takes I've seen this year is that this will be a Dak MVP season. And I've also seen that the Cowboys defense this year, which this was pre-Micah Parsons trade, but the Cowboys defense could be the 2000 Ravens. Isn't that crazy? I'm telling you, that's out there. This is the Cowboy fans, man. They're crazy.
I don't know, man. Here's a take. Here's the one that I've seen. Jordan Love better than Aaron Rodgers already.
Oh, that's craziness.
This says Packers won the Micah Parsons trade and have their GOAT quarterback. Rodgers who? Love is winning 3 rings minimum.
Oh, that is so funny.
Okay, so if Jordan Love wins 2 rings, is he ranked higher in the Packer lore than Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre who won 1?
I mean, if he wins 2, yes. That's a big if. He's not even – I mean, Jordan Love is 100% unproven right now. It's stupid even talking about him like that.
Sometimes I wonder what these people are – they got to be high on cocaine, right? Because this guy writes, Shedeur Sanders equals MVP. Why even play the rest of the season? Shador's clearly the MVP. He's basically Mahomes with a college fan base. I can't even be
what
real.
What do we do, though? What do we do if the Cowboys come out and convincingly beat the Eagles?
Oh, you know, I would like that, truthfully. I actually want to see the Cowboys win because I know they're garbage, but they would knock the Eagles down a peg. Don't you for a minute just want to not have to see the Eagles? Because Jason Kelsey's annoying. Travis Kelsey's annoying. I'm just tired of the Eagles. Max, what are your thoughts on the Eagles?
I mean, they're going to probably win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're really good.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I'm not a fan. I'm a Panther fan through and through. I kind of like Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, and
gosh, Brandon!
And Jatavion Williams or whatever his name is
from Devontae Williams.
Devontae Williams. I would love to see them pop off. No, Brandon,
you're a closet cowboy.
Brandon hates Dak Prescott.
Blows my mind. Why does Brandon hate the best quarterback they've had since Romo?
He's not the best they've had since Romo. He's the best they've had since Troy Aikman.
You think he's better than Romo?
Romo did nothing. He's not. He's a loser.
Dak's done nothing?
He's won more playoff games than Romo.
Has he?
Yes.
Hold on. How many playoff games has Tony Romo won?
Tony Romo won 2 playoff games in his career.
That's pathetic.
How many playoff games has Dak Prescott won?
Dak Prescott has won 2 playoff games.
Okay, so he's as good as Romo in the playoffs.
How many playoff games has Cam Newton won?
Cam Newton has won 3 playoff games.
Only 3?
This is from Fandle.com.
Okay, that's wrong.
No, it's probably...
No, that's completely wrong.
Well, they played Seattle, and they played Arizona, and then they went to the Super Bowl. They lost. I think that's right. How many playoff games has Jake DeLome won?
He's won 4 playoff games.
Okay. I found this on the web. 3.
It says 3.
Jake DeLome has won 5 playoff games.
It says Cam Newton's won 3 playoff games.
What's his 4, Jonathan?
I think it is 3.
It's 3. What was his third one? 2017?
I'm sick to my stomach. I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
I know. End of podcast. It's over.
Yeah, I'm done. We're hanging it up.
Oh, Panthers fans are happy. They got Hunter Renfrow back. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I wish we hadn't got rid of Thielen.
I got some more here. Bears are Super Bowl bound. Caleb Williams is already better than Luck, Burrow, and Herbert. Chicago's winning it all this year. That guy had to be drunk, man. He's had a Corona or two. This one might be the craziest one, Max. Aaron Rodgers is cooking, and the Jets are going to go 20-0. First perfect season in NFL history. If Aaron Rodgers is perfect, he has to go down as he has to go down as number two greatest quarterback of all time, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, he's top five. He's top five now, right?
Yeah.
He's number one in being a douche, but he's like, he's number one there. I do like this one. Danny Dimes is going to be a Pro Bowler with the Colts. Giants will regret letting him go for 20 years. Chiefs are washed. This is a good one, Jonathan. Mahomes looks human without Kelsey. Well, he's got Kelsey, though. What's this guy talking about?
Right.
Vikings curse flip. Oh, up here. You should see all my Viking friends, man. They're so ecstatic they got Adam Thielen back. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I love Adam Thielen. I think he's a great man. I love how he went out in Carolina talking up Bryce as a good leader and football player. But he's still an old man. Like, at the most, you're going to get one more season out of him. But all love to him. Hope he has a great year.
Yeah, he's old. I mean, he's 35. He's their number three. I don't understand why. I will say my buddy Tavis up here doesn't like the fact that they gave up a fourth rounder for him, which is more than Denver got for Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and I think it's more than what San Fran got for Debo.
Wow.
So, I'm going to find some hot takes here. This is literally the cutest thing ever talking about. He accepted a pay cut. So, I mean, there's that. He did accept a pay cut. So, anyway, let's get to our fun thing we're going to do every week on the show. Once the season starts, which is this week. Max is going to present us with five games. But before we do that, Jonathan, do you want to do your with Max?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Explain to Max what we're doing. This is something we're going to try to do every week, Jonathan and Max.
All right. Max, this week we're going to do, I want you to build your delusional team, okay? You have $15 that you can spend on this team. And with that $15, you have to build a quarterback, running back, a wide receiver, and a defense. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with quarterbacks. For $5, we have Patrick Mahomes. $4, Josh Allen. $3, Bryce Young. $2, Brock Purdy. And $1, Sam Darnold.
I'm going to take the $2 for Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you got Brock Purdy at quarterback. At running back, you got $5 for Christian McCaffrey, $4 Bijan Robinson, $3 Saquon Barkley, $2 Najee Harris, and $1 Ezekiel Elliott.
I'll do the $3 for Saquon.
Yeah, that's
well, Jonathan would take Zeke because he's a Cowboy fan.
All right, so far you got Brock and Saquon. Dude, you're actually going to crush this. So wide receivers, $5 Justin Jefferson, $4 CeeDee Lamb, $3 Tyreek Hill, $2 Odell Beckham Jr., and $1 Kadarius Toney.
Wait, what was the $4 again?
CeeDee Lamb. But you got $10 left. You've played this perfectly so far, I feel like.
I'll do Justin Jefferson for $5.
All right. Here's your defense. $5, you have San Francisco 49ers, $4 the Dallas Cowboys, $3, the Jets, $2, the Bears, $1, the Panthers.
takes $5 for San Francisco.
Did you crush this list, Max?
He's a good drafter. Jonathan, he's in how many fantasy leagues are you in? 35, 40?
I'm in seven.
Seven? Is that even healthy?
You got problems, buddy.
He's an addict.
Are these seven leagues that you know your people you're playing with?
Yeah.
Golly, you got too many friends. You got to cut back on your friends.
Here's his dilemma. He's like, Dad, I don't want T-Mac to go off this weekend because I'm playing because you have T-Mac. But he has T-Mac, too, on another team. That's the dilemma. Like, he doesn't want T-Mac to do good, although he needs T-Mac to do good.
Okay, I do not want T-Mac to do good because if I win that league, I get $300. So that's the most important league. So
yeah, pay leagues go to the top. Okay, now that we've done that, our segment that I love is Max is going to present five games, Jonathan, and we're all going to pick who we think is going to win the games. And then he's going to keep tabs of our records at the end of the season.
Okay.
Okay, so Max, what are your five? I don't know these games yet. I'm going to hear them with you.
Okay, so the first game is the Chiefs versus Chargers.
And we're talking just straight up head-to-head, right?
Yeah, straight up head-to-head. I'm going Chargers. Write me down.
I'm
going to
go Chargers also.
We're going Chiefs.
Yeah, you have to go the opposite.
I just think Chiefs are notoriously slow starters.
Yeah, but
we'll see. They might be slow, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, the next game is... Where is it? Oh, Lions versus Packers.
Ooh. I'm going to go Lions because I'm a Dan Campbell fan.
What are you going with?
Lions.
Okay, I'm going to go Packers, although I want the Lions to win.
Well, then do Lions.
No, we can't all get three W's here. I got to try to squeak one around. What's the next one?
Texans versus Rams.
Houston?
I'm going Rams.
I'm going Rams.
I'm going Texans.
Okay. All right then.
Oh,
we're looking at you, Max. He's like, what am I supposed to be doing here? Okay.
Okay. Ravens versus Bills.
Ooh, that's a week one game?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, you were like, there's no good week one games. That's like the...
Yeah, that's what Jonathan said.
That was the
said.
Game that said... Oh, it was Jonathan said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I said other than the headline games, there's a bunch of bad games.
That game is like the game that went to the AFC Championship. The winner goes to AFC Championship, right?
Yeah.
It's Sunday night.
Oh, I'm watching that. I'm going to go Bills.
Max, you go.
I'm going to go Ravens.
I'm going to go Bills.
Are you writing down what we're picking, Max?
No, I'll remember.
No. No.
Hey, whatever team wins is the one I pick. That's all I know.
No, you need to write this down, Max. You got to write it down.
Okay, I've read
that's your
that.
Job. Wait.
No. Do the last one.
Don't leave the podcast. I love having a 12-year-old as a co-host. He just gets up immediately, and he's like, okay, I'm going to write it down right now. As we kill time right now.
That's so
anyway,
funny.
I don't know if he's going to ask us Panthers-Jags. What are you going Panthers-Jags?
I feel like we got a real good shot at winning that. I'm saying Panthers.
Okay, last year, going into week one, listeners, I remember calling Jonathan and I said, Bryce Young, he finally has a coach and he's going to be amazing and we're going to beat the Saints. I mean, the Saints are the Saints. We can beat them. And we went in there and lost 47-10. And I remember going, this is our year, man. This is Bryce. He got rid of Frank Reich. He's coming back. He's going to be great. And he looked like a floating turd in that game.
Oh, it was getting demolished.
I'm so scared to say we got a good shot at winning.
I know.
But
we've been through so many times.
Max, are you writing them down? Do you have the last game that we can pick right now?
No, I'm still writing them down. Wait. Okay, yeah, y'all both went Rams, right?
Yes. This is ridiculous. People don't want to hear this, Max. Anyway, pitch the last game so we can talk about it while you write it down.
Okay, Vikings versus Bears.
Ooh.
Vikings. J.J. McCarthy comes out, guns a-blazing, throws for 3 touchdowns. They wipe the floor with the Bears.
I'm going Vikings too, Max.
Go Bears.
Max is going Bears. He's bearing up. He's a Caleb Williams fan. He loves that Caleb Williams is the first openly gay quarterback in the NFL.
I don't like either of these teams.
Are you rooting for Ben Johnson?
Vikings fan now that you live in Minnesota.
I'm rooting for the Bears now.
Wow.
Why are the Bears? Just because you want them to beat us?
Yeah.
Oh
and I
gosh.
Like Ben Johnson.
I wouldn't like him. Look, if Dave Canales left the Panthers and coached the Falcons, do you still like Dave Canales, Jonathan?
No, not even a little bit.
I'm like, beat this guy every time. When Ron Rivera showed up at the game where Jonathan stole Valor, we weren't rooting for Ron Rivera. We wanted Ron to lose.
Right? 100%.
Yeah. So
mop the floor with him.
Mop the floor. With that being said, what a show, guys. We've got a Tar Heel game on the horizon that I'm wanting to watch.
And this is the last game before the season kicks off, so next week we'll have lots of fresh material and fun stuff to talk about. This week's a little tough because we didn't really have anything.
No, and Max left the show for about 3 minutes to get a pad.
I know.
That was like 30 seconds.
Seemed like 3 minutes. Anyway. For Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. We'll see you next week on Delusional Fandom.
See you, everybody.
Bye.